A trend began to emerge as tabulation entered a fourth day following Namibia's national elections last week. The ruling Southwest Africa People's Party appears headed for a landslide victory. The head of the Pan-African Parliament's observer team, Ambrose Deri of Ghana, said the process had been fraught with irregularities, but these had not affected the overall outcome.
Above all, because of the involvement of the Namibian police, who are perceived by all stakeholders to be very independent of government control, the fact that they were represented at all the polling stations and involved at various stages of the electoral process, we've drawn the conclusion that it's free, fair, and credible.
Deri said, however, that his team had registered numerous problems. The voter registration list, which was issued four separate times, contained many errors and irregularities. Coverage in the news media heavily favored the ruling SWAPO party. There were reports of voter intimidation, and only the two major parties had monitors at all the polling stations. He said a new process that allowed people to vote at polling stations other than where they were registered caused confusion and was a major cause of the delays in vote counting. Observers from the African Unity and the Southern African Development Community issued similar assessments. Namibian President Hifikepunye Pohamba is expected to be re-elected to a second five-year term, and SWAPO, which has dominated Namibian politics since independence nearly 20 years ago, is expected to retain its dominance in parliament. But a new party, the Rally for Democracy and Progress, has made a strong showing and is likely to become the main opposition party. The RDP was formed 2 years ago after its leader, former Foreign Minister Hidipo Hamutenye, lost his bid to become SWAPO leader upon the retirement of Namibia's first president, Sam Nujoma. Deri said the delays in announcing the election results were causing considerable anxiety among the general public.
People are concerned, and I believe it's the view of the majority of people that it would have been better if these results were declared faster than they are being done now.
Officials say they hope to announce the final results by the end of the week. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.